In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are finishing up Luisa and the Resurrection, Rising in the Divine Will, Part 3. This is the sixth part, and we're on page 12, in the middle of the page, volume 36, 5-2, 1938. Jesus says, "It seems that all things in the earth, in the things created in the earth, die, but it's not true. Rather, they rise again to be ever more beautiful." Now, as we're in spring right now, you can see all the leaves on the tree, all the blades of grass, all the flowers. Everything is beginning to bloom again. That which looked dead is now coming back to life. And what we know about bulbs, when you put a bulb in the ground, they split apart. And more, there's more flowers. And that's our God. It's being fruitful and multiplying. Everything is obeying God. We see this most clearly in the spring. And Jesus says very clearly, it didn't die over winter. He says, everything is rising again to be ever more beautiful. This is nothing other, Jesus says, than the new resurrection of God's love towards creatures. While they seem to be dying in order to give a sweet surprise of love, they rise again, more beautiful, and God puts the new enchantment of blooming and fruits under everybody's eyes. They see it, and they recognize it needs to be loved. See, we thank God for spring. We praise God for the spring. We look at Pentecost, you know, Pentecost, 50 days after resurrection, and what is Pentecost? It's the celebration of the first fruits. You know, the strawberries, the rhubarb, the asparagus. Everything's growing. And we praise God. This Pentecost has happened and how beautiful it is. Yet, there's more that's coming. And that's the second Pentecost, where at the end of the summer, all summer long, everything's been growing. You know, the fruits appear every 2 weeks. There's a new fruit. That's how God works. He's constantly feeding us, constantly nourishing us. And then finally at the end, we celebrate all that's taken, you know, 3-4 months to grow. And this is what is so great. This is the new resurrection. This is what's coming. Jesus has that last surprise of love to the human when he dies physically. He's before God for that last hour of death and talking to Jesus, and Jesus talking to the soul. This is so amazing what's coming. And what does he do? He gives us Luisa, little Luisa Picaretta. When you read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, Jesus tells Luisa that the Holy Spirit has revealed, and it was at that time was going to reveal to Luisa the secrets of heaven, the treasures of heaven. It's Luisa that brings about the second Pentecost, and it's not by chance that she is now, her body is now in the chapel of the Holy Spirit. Everything is planned by God. This is why when you see a picture of Luisa, you should see the Holy Spirit. She is the one that God is going to use to bring about sanctification. Why? This is what Adam was supposed to give to his children. Adam was a human. And when Adam sinned, that original sin, everybody lost everything. So Jesus had to come to earth, Mary had to come to earth to bring redemption. The new Adam and the new Eve, God's beginning again. And 2,000 years later, Louisa is here. Why? This true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary was given to her. How glorious is this? And now Jesus says, I want you, and that's us who are living at this time, who have been predestined to live at this time, to begin to receive this abundant life of the new Adam, Jesus, of the new Eve, Mary, through whom? The little newborn, Louisa Picaretta, the firstborn in the divine will. So think about, when you look at Louisa, think about this new resurrection that's coming. When you think about Louisa, think about the sweet surprise of love when everything will rise again. More beautiful. And like it says, God puts a new enchantment of blooming and fruits. And everyone can see this in order that we can give back to God the I love you, the I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. With Jesus's I love you. And Jesus is, I praise you. Jesus is, I worship you. We want to enter into this life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, that Louisa possesses. Volume 36, 5, 6, 1938. Jesus says, when I came down from heaven as dominator and king of my children, I felt courted and loved as only we triune can do, triune God can do. And my divine love was such that my children were all conceived together with me. We were conceived together with Jesus. He tells us this over and over again. In the womb of the Blessed Mother. We're all in this together. And Jesus shows us that Mary is our mother, our mama. And we should have a great love for the Blessed Mother. Honor her, especially during this month of May. Honor her. Make sure that she is crowned. She's our queen. She's our mother. She is the second Eve. And with Mary, with Jesus, we begin to live this life of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. Jesus says, I, God, couldn't be without my children. I, God, couldn't have tolerated not finding my loving children, so they grew with me in the womb of my queen mother, and they were born together with me. They cried with me and did everything I did. Do you see, this is the rounds, doing everything that Jesus has done. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. They were born together with me, and they did everything I did. To see, God is asking us not to continue to do things that humans do. What do the humans do? What does the human will do? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. This is what the evil one wants. You know, it's one of the things that's very helpful is not listening to the news. It's all, you know. And now, what is it? Somebody said 6 months ago that there was 12 years left and the world would end. Now it's 10 years, just a couple of months later. 10 years and the world is going to end. It's all worry. It's all fear. It's all anxiety. It's all complaints. In the 70s, there was going to be an ice age. Everything was going to come to an end. A couple of years ago, everything's going to be cooked. You know, the heat is coming and the world's going to end. You know, they say there's no room for children. There's no room to have more children. Well, has anybody ever been in a plane and just looking down on the earth from 30,000 feet? You don't see houses. All you see is green trees. Green, 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 green. Unless you're over the desert and it's sandy color. Great things are coming. Jesus said to Louisa, do you know why the desert is the desert? He said to Louisa, the desert is the desert because of original sin. He said, if original sin did not happen, the desert would be packed with people. Those are Jesus' words. Be fruitful and multiply. You know, the lie given to us, you know, in 1969 was to go against humani vitae, to go against what human life is all about. And the consequences of that rebellion not letting God be God, is zero population. This is what the devil wants. He wants us gone. He doesn't want any children of God to receive what he has given up. The kingdom is ours. He should have been there in the kingdom, glorifying God, praising God, worshiping God. But because of his selfishness and self-centeredness, he said no to God. I will not serve. I will not obey. So the Lord is looking at us and he's saying, I want to give you what the life that I lived on earth. I want to give you the life my mother lived on earth. So I want you to go to the newborn, Louisa. She possesses it. And if you want this, then she becomes your little mama. The little mother, the little children of the holy divine will. Jesus says this, they walked, they worked, they prayed, they suffered together with me. And I can say that they were with me even on my cross to die and to rise again to new life for human generations. See, we're going to see when we get to heaven how intimate we have been with God in this life. And again, the saints learned how to do the will of God. What Louisa learned how to do is live in the will of God. So we're learning to walk, work, pray, and suffer together with Jesus. It's always one with Jesus and Mary. And Jesus says, and I, God, can say that they were with me even on my cross. All of us suffer spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. All of us are going through great difficult times. Yet we're not complaining. We're saying to Jesus, you were the one that suffered the most. You suffered more than any of us combined. And we're saying to you, Jesus, come down from the cross just for a minute. Let me take your place. Let me take your place. We want to give you rest through our physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings that we're going through. You know, and what we do is we give our fiat. You know, financial sufferings, health sufferings, suffering seeing members of our family separated from Christ and his church. We're saying, Lord, you're the one that suffered all of this. I want to take your place just for a moment. And that's what Jesus is saying. They were even with me on the cross to die. Why? To rise again to new abundant life for all human generations, past, present, and future. It's a whole new beginning. You have to understand there's a goal to all of this. And that goal is to be one with Christ. Volume 36, 5:10, 1938, Daughter of My Pains. Listen to that. That's one of Louisa's titles. Louisa, Daughter of Jesus' Pains. Would you like to know who does not give me such hard sufferings? It's the soul who lives in my divine will. That's Louisa. She lives in God's most holy divine will. She does not give God hard suffering. Further, as Louisa decides to live in the divine will, I name Louisa my daughter. I, God, call the whole of heaven and the most holy Trinity to celebrate my new daughter. Everybody knows Louisa because I, God, write Louisa's name with indelible characters inside my heart, my most sacred heart. When you enter into it, you see Louisa. In my ever-burning love, I say, my daughter, Louisa. You see why Jesus is looking at us and he says, what do you see when you look at that woman, that Louisa Picaretta? What do you see? And our response is, I see your little newborn. See, our eyes have to begin to focus on what Jesus is telling us. If we see an old woman in bed, there's something wrong. Jesus says, this is my little daughter. You have to begin to have eyes to see as I see. You have to begin to see from a divine perspective. So when we look at Louisa, what do we see? We see a beautiful soul, a beautiful little daughter. And Jesus is saying, how much do you love her? Do you love her as much as I love her? Do you love her as much as my mother loves her? How much do you love Louisa? You see, it's not just to read the volumes. It's to enter into this life that Louisa possesses. He says, everybody knows Louisa because I write Louisa's name inside my sacred heart. Louisa remains always with me in my divine will. And everything that I, God, do, Louisa does. Do you see what he's saying? The image and likeness of God. That's what Louisa possesses. She's the firstborn of this, the newborn. Louisa rises again with me in my continuous resurrections. And if human ingratitude makes me cry, I write her, daughter of my birth. And Louisa cries with me. So I write even to my in my tears, Louisa, another title, daughter of my tears. In sum, if I, God, suffer, if I, God, work, if I, God, walk, if I, God, write, her, Louisa, daughter of my pains and works and steps. I keep Louisa impressed in me. I keep Louisa everywhere in me. Do you see why God wants us to go to her? She possesses this gift. Louisa, little Louisa, beautiful Louisa. This little newborn, Louisa. Begin to see Louisa with the eyes of Jesus. Begin to see Louisa with the eyes of the Blessed Mother. She is the newborn. She is the daughter of God's tears. She is the daughter of God's pains. She is the little daughter of God's divine will. And everybody knows her in heaven. Do we know her on earth? We're going to. We're going to know her on earth. God is giving us like a preview of what's coming with the book of heaven. For all eternity, we're going to read the book of heaven. And Jesus, the Word, who has dictated these words, if these words are going to expand for all eternity. He says, each word that I speak is a divine life. As we're reading now, God is saying to us, I want you to learn this. I want you to study this. I want you to put this into practice. Volume 36, 527, 1938. My daughter Louisa, how beautiful it is when a soul loves to do the divine will. Jesus looks at Louisa and said, Louisa, how beautiful it is. You're the soul who loves to do the will of God. Heaven lowers itself and everybody assumes the posture of venerating and adoring the supreme will. Why? A human is doing it. A human is living it. Everyone assumes the posture of venerating and adoring the supreme will found in this soul. Image and likeness. They see its divine majesty in this soul. They see the divine height and divine power enclosed in the little circle of Louisa, doing what the divine will does in its celestial royal palace, sumptuously showing its divine love and divine works, being honored as great queen to the extent that royals, listen to this, royal lives arise for as many acts as Louisa does. Everything she does, every thought, every word, every deed, every eye blink, a royal life comes from that. Why? Jesus is doing that in her. God is doing that in her. Do you see what God is asking of us? If you go to Louisa and learn, you also can have this. But you have to learn it from her. How does Louisa smile? How does Louisa laugh? How does Louisa delight? It's God is saying to us, she is the one who possesses it. They see its majesty, its height, its power in Louisa, doing what the divine will does in heaven. Everything that she does is honored. Why? Everything that she thinks, everything that she says, everything that she does produces a royal life that arises for as many acts as Louisa does. That's what God is asking of us. So he's looking at us from our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. Where is Jesus? Where is Mary? In every thought, every word, every deed. Louisa didn't leave Jesus and Mary. He's saying to us, if you want this gift, you have to do what Louisa does. Don't try to do this on your own. You'll never get there. Louisa is the one who produces this. And Jesus says to us, I'm calling you to this. Vine 36, 6:16, 1938. Every act that Louisa does is like a sun rising in fullness of glory and fullness of sanctity. And I, God, take shelter in these suns to delight and rest in. Every thought, every word, every deed that Louisa does is like a rising sun, fullness of divine glory and divine sanctity. Why? Jesus is doing it in Louisa. And I, God, as God, can take shelter in these suns to delight in and rest in every thought Louisa does, every word, every act. Jesus is saying this to us, but he has to see Louisa in us. She's the one that possesses it. Vine 36, 620, 1938. The actions done in the fiat, listen to this, remain always in the act of being one. Our life rises again continuously. Our love ascends. Our love invests everyone with its waves. Our love calls everyone into that act so that everyone would repeat it. And we hear the echo of each soul, each act, loving and glorifying us. So again, the actions done in the fiat always remain in the act of being one. It's not son, son. It's one. Our life, this is this, our divine life, rises again continuously. Our divine love ascends continuously. Our divine love invests everyone continuously with these waves, this of the ocean, and it calls every human being, past, present, and future, into that one act, that thought, that word, that deed, that continuous act, so that everyone would repeat it. You see why I'm saying, if God doesn't see Louisa in us, she's the one that's done this. If we're not repeating this one with Louisa, it's not an act done in the divine will. It's Louisa's. And therefore, if we see that act in each of us, we hear the divine echo of them loving and glorifying us. That act that Louisa has done will love God and glorify the triune God. That's why he says, you know, you can't do this on your own. That's why the Echo Book is so important. Pray the prayers that Louisa prayed. Learn those prayers. Pray them as you memorize those prayers. Why? This is what Jesus is saying. We hear the echo of these acts, praising us, loving us, and glorifying us. Vine 36, 7, 11, 1938. As the creature does her acts in my divine will, she is reborn in God and God in her. And these births shall make new horizons arise. See, it's a new day every day. More beautiful heavens, brighter suns, and new divine knowledge. See what's happening. Every thought, every word, every deed that you do in the divine will. For every additional act that Louisa does in our divine will, we Triune God feel more moved to make ourselves known, and therefore we feel more confident in placing our trust in Louisa, since our divine will is in Louisa. Louisa shall know how to keep with jealousy what we Triune God want. We tell her and what we give her. God's confident in her. He's not confident in us. We're fickle. One day we're on fire with the divine will, the next day we're not. We've got to get to the point where we're one with Louisa. Constant. Louisa shall know how to keep with jealousy what we tell her and what we give her. Therefore, in every new birth, Louisa shall rise to new divine love, new divine sanctity, new divine beauty. Then, looking at Louisa in a delirium of love, we say to Louisa, our divine will makes you, Louisa, grow more and more beautiful, more and more the saint. That's volume 1 through volume 10. More and more you live in the divine will. That's a volume 11 through volume 19. And more you grow and rise in our divine being with the divine inheritance. Volume 20 through volume 36. See, our divine will makes you more and more beautiful. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, one with Louisa Picaretta. She possesses it. She's done this. She knows this. Go to Louisa, pray to Louisa, plead with Louisa. She's the newborn. Volume 36, 7, 24, 19, 38. Let my being with all my acts lean on you, Louisa, on all your acts. So I shall call you my support. I shall call you my refuge. I shall put in you, Louisa, on the shelves of my divine will, reigning in you, Louisa, all the things I, God, did and I, God, suffered while on earth. See, it's Jesus there. Jesus is found in Louisa. Mary is found in Louisa. We don't go to Louisa for Louisa. We go to Louisa for Jesus and Mary. I, God, shall multiply them and increase them 100-fold. I, God, shall make them rise continuously to new life so that you, Louisa, may take for yourself whatever you want. Giving myself all to all, so that everyone may know me and everyone may love me. So he says to Louisa, why am I doing this for you? Because you are going to make them continuously rise to new life so that you can take for yourself whatever you want, and you take what I've given you and you give to everyone. You were the one that's giving it to everyone. It's Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn, the human born of original sin. Volume 36, 7, 30, 19, 38. There was no pain given to me by the creatures that was not wanted by me first. The creatures came in secondary order, so my pains were soaked by my love, covered with my ardent kisses, and they possessed the creative virtue of making souls rise again to love me. God is going to be loved the way he desires to be loved, the way he needs to be loved, the way he should be loved by all of us. And how's it going to happen? Through Louisa. It's Louisa that has been given this gift. Volume 36, 8, 6, 19, 38. You must know that this is a command from Jesus. As the creature does her acts, as Louisa does my acts, does her acts in my divine will, many sons arise. Since one act of my divine will is so great, it cannot be without doing good to everyone, past, present, and future. And these rising sons of Louisa, in the middle of the peoples, bringing to some kisses of light, to some divine strength, to some they put darkness to flight, to some they prepare the way to live, to some others they call to good with the voice of the source of light, divine light. An act of my divine will just cannot be without producing great goods. This is all happening now because of Louisa. Then he says in volume 36, again, on 8-12-1938, you must know. This is a command from Jesus. That as Louisa enters our divine will to form her act, heaven lowers itself while the earth rises. So they meet. What a happy encounter. Heaven feeling transported to earth by the creative strength of the divine fiat and kisses the earth, kisses all human generations, and at any cost wants to give all human generations what the divine will possesses to content the divine volition that brought it on earth, because it wants to reign in everyone, past, present, and future. And as the earth is being raised to heaven, Louisa gives to the creatures this feeling of unknown strength that leads to good, a celestial air that imposes itself on everyone, past, present, and future, making them breathe this new divine life. That's Louisa. Go to Louisa. Watch what will happen. Volume 36, 8-28, 1938. As the creature enters my divine will, as Louisa enters my divine will, all created things, beings feel an irresistible force, causing them to run towards Louisa, the one who has operated in my divine will. Because in order to operate in my divine will, wants the courting of all of its works first, since it is inseparable from anything the divine will has done, and second, because in operating, everything and everyone has to take part in what the divine will does in order to be able to say, as a matter of fact, my act belongs to everyone, past, present, and future. It rises to heaven, delighting all the celestial regions, and then it goes down to the lowest steps of the earth and becomes the step, the work, the word, the heart of everyone, past, present, and future. Everything's changing now because of Louisa. Volume 36, 9-18, 1938. I, God, shall touch all sides of creatures in order to have my divine will reign. And when it shall seem that the true good is about to die, listen to this, then it shall rise again, more beautiful and more majestic. See, don't be afraid of anything. I, God, will touch all sides of this creatures. God is doing this in order to have my divine will reign. And when it shall seem that the true good is about to die, okay, this is what happened with Louisa in 1938, it shall rise again more beautiful and more majestic. That's what's happening now worldwide. Oh, how beautiful is the company of Louisa, the one who wants what I, God, want, the one who does what I, God, do. The union makes happiness arise, heroism in doing good, tolerance in bearing. It's a new beginning that has begun with Louisa, and it's beginning in each one of us to a greater or lesser degree, as much as we read, study, and put into practice. It's not just reading. It's studying this, listening to Jesus, being taught by Jesus, and then putting it into practice. Volume 36, 9-27, 1938. Now, your pains are not only similar to mine, but I can say that they are mine. Think about that. That's what he said to Louisa. What you're going through, physical, spiritual, mental suffering, Jesus says, in the divine will, I can say that these sufferings that you're going through are mine. We're sharing in the divinity of Christ. If you knew how much I, God, suffer, I, God, feel their rawness, their torments that embitter me to the depth of my sacred heart. But in these pains, I also seas oceans of joy flowing, and I shall make my divine will rise again, more beautiful and more majestic in the middle of all souls, past, present, and future. Don't worry about your family. Jesus says, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. You love your family? Live in the divine will. You love your family? Begin to be one with Jesus. Read the divine will. Study the divine will. Put it into practice. Volume 36, 10, 2, 1938. I am, Louisa says, always in the divine will, although in inexpressible bitternesses as they want to muddy its seas. But this sea of the fiat forms its waves, and covering and hiding me inside of itself, sweetens my bitterness, gives me back strength, and makes me continue my way in its divine will. Its power is such as to reduce to nothingness my bitterness, making it rise again from within itself, its life full of sweetnesses, all beautiful, all majestic, and I adore it, and I thank it, and I pray it, and I never to leave me alone, never to be abandoned. See, everything's going to change from bitterness to sweetness. Guaranteed. This is a promise. Volume 36, 10, 12, 1938. You must know, again, another command from Jesus, that as Louisa wants to do our divine will, and Louisa enters into it, Louisa remains rehabilitated in the divine will. Louisa is rehabilitated in divine sanctity, in divine purity, in divine love. Louisa rises again in the beauty and in the scope with which we, Triune God, created her, dissolving all the evils of the human will. And therefore, Louisa starts this life of good, this life of God. Do you see why Jesus wants us to go to Louisa? She possesses this. Volume 36, 11, 6, 1938. My truths form the ascent through which to reach God. I love this. And God, seeing this Louisa, this creature rising toward his arms, feels so much love that God descends into the depths of Louisa to delight in his truths found in Louisa, to strengthen and instruct Louisa on how she has to live her life in those truths that she has studied and learned. You see what God's going to do with us? This book of heaven is ours, given to us by God himself, and he's looking for us to prove to him that we want this by reading it, studying it, and putting it into practice. He's going to show us. Our God loves us so much. We can say that Louisa, the soul, and God form a divine society, working together and loving with one divine love. That's what's happening right now with us too. Little by little, don't get discouraged. Be filled with hope. Christian hope is certitude. Be filled with certitude. These acts done under divine will are provided with a divine value. Each one possesses a new divine happiness, a new divine joy, so that the creature, Louisa, and us linked to Louisa, can form in her own acts innumerable divine joys, content, and endless happiness. Louisa can form by herself a paradise of delights and beauties in addition to the one that her Creator shall give her. Do you see what's happening? Everything's changing. Jesus says you'll do far greater things than I. How can you? In the divine will. This is natural, because when my divine will operates within us, Triune God, as well as in Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, it makes rise the fullness of its divine joys, fullness of its divine delights, investing everyone, investing all that God does. Volume 36, 11, 20, 1938. One single I love you. And that, see, this is when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Make every heart be and I love you. Make every breath be and I love you. Make every gaze and I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's how we should be in front of the Blessed Sacrament. One single I love you of the creature living in my divine will is enough to leave behind all the loves of all the creatures put together. This I love you, although small, runs and embraces and rises over everything. It comes into our divine arms and hugs us. He gives us 1,000 caresses, telling us many beautiful things about our love. It takes refuge in our womb, and we hear it always repeating, I love you, I love you, I love you, life of my life. You generated me, and I shall love you, Lord God, forever and ever. To see what God's looking for. He's looking to be loved the way He as God should be loved. So He's given it to us. He's teaching us how to do this with the Book of Heaven. Volume 36, 11, 26, 19, 38. There is nothing I, God, did that Louisa does not invest with her love. And what does Louisa do then? Louisa makes everything her own, and as in a manner all childish and graceful, Louisa locks all things up inside her womb. And then Louisa rises high. Louisa comes before our divinity. Louisa places all these things around us, triune God, with an emphasis of love. Louisa says, adorable majesty. Now these are prayers that you should learn. Adorable majesty, how many beautiful things I am bringing to you. One with Louisa. All are mine, and I bring them to you. Look at every flower that's out there. Every leaf of a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every I love you. All because all love you, all adore you, all glorify you, and return to you the great love that you have for me and for everyone, past, present, and future. You are the voice of all mankind. Praise God, love God, glorify God, worship God within the divine will. With Louisa, in the divine will. So he says again, you must know that one act done in our divine will is greater than a rising sun that invests the entire earth, the sea, and the founts. Everything is invested by its light. Not even the most tiny little blade of grass is left out. Just so each act done in my most holy divine will runs and searches, investing everyone, past, present, and future. It forms the most shining silver mantle inside and outside of Louisa and us, linked to Louisa. It's a whole new ball game. The saints had a nimbus surrounding their head, a halo. Ours is different. The divine will makes us radiate in divine light inside and out. As Jesus on Tabor in front of his apostles. As Mary in Guadalupe in front of Juan Diego. Volume 36, 12, 5, 1938. Further, there is the great good that the creature shall receive. Listen to this. This is what God's going to give us through Louisa. Louisa's little sanctity shall remain in ours. Oh my God, the sanctity of God. And her little love shall remain in our divine love. Her little goodness and beauty within ours, God says. In this way, if Louisa does a holy act, she shall have our divine sanctity in her power. If Louisa loves, Louisa shall love with our divine love and so forth. All of Louisa's acts rise from within our divine acts. So Louisa shall love us always. And we, triune God, shall feel always loved divinely by a creature. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to do this as well. Louisa shall grow more and more in the love of her God. And Louisa shall feel it palpitating in her acts. My divine will shall reveal to Louisa ever new things about our divine being to make Louisa appreciate more our life that Louisa possesses. And it's the same thing with us linked to Louisa. God's going to do this. The knowledge shall make new love arise. Everything that you read, a new divine love will arise. You have to understand this. Jesus says, what I speak to you, Louisa, is divine lives. Every word is a divine life, which will make a new divine love arise. By communicating more truths about our divine beauty. We're going to know God. We're going to love God. And we're going to possess God. Volume 36, 12, 25, 19, 38. See then, my daughter, how easy it is for you to love your little Jesus. Because when we, Jesus, when we, Triune God, find our divine will in you, Louisa, we can do anything. Do you see what he's saying to us? If we're linked to Louisa, it provides us, Triune God, with all that is needed and all that we, Triune God, want. And that is to form our divine life and our most beautiful works in the soul. That's us. He wants to create in us a divine masterpiece. That's Him. But without our divine will, we remain hampered. Now love is missing, now sanctity is missing, now power is missing, now purity is missing. And all that it takes to make our divine life rise again is missing. And God says to form it within the creature. Therefore, all depends on the creatures. He's saying to us, you with the book of heaven, it depends on you. Read this, study this, put this into practice. Link yourself to Louisa. Don't ever go anywhere without Louisa. He says, therefore, all depends on the creatures, since from our divine side, we place ourselves at their disposal. God has put Himself at our disposal because we have the book of heaven. Because we have Louisa, the little newborn of the divine will. God loves us so much. He loves us so much that He has planned from the beginning of time that we have this gift. He loves us so much. He is saying to us, open your eyes. Read this. Study this. Learn this. Put this into practice and watch what I will do. I've waited, Jesus says, as Louisa, 6,000 years to do this. Now is the time, He says. Get ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.